You're listening to DottoTech, helping you get the most out of your technology wherever you use it, at home, at school, or at work. Brought to you by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you. 20 years, the trusted voice of technology in Canada, Steve Dotto.
Hello and welcome to Dotto Tech. I am Steve Dotto and we are ever so glad you're joining us this fine day. Art Factora, how are you, sir?
I am fresh off a plane from San Francisco.
What were you doing in San Francisco, Art?
A bit of wine touring, a bit of concert going, a bit of Alcatraz walking.
Oh, did you do the Alcatraz thing?
And then I did the night tour.
Oh,
that was
that's
cool.
So cool.
That was a lot of fun. Yeah, it was a little creepier, especially on the boat ride back into the city, but
yeah,
it was great. I would recommend it to anyone.
Alcatraz is pretty cool. I don't know what it is about it that is so compelling.
Well, it's you get to walk into a prison knowing that you can leave at your leisure.
Yeah.
Not many prisons you can do that.
But there's, you know, I visited the BC Pen. It didn't, before they tore it down, it didn't move. I guess it's just because it's not a prison of lore.
Well, I'm pretty sure they didn't make any movies with Clint Eastwood about the BC Pen.
Yeah. They could.
Maybe they should.
So who did you see? What concerts?
It was called Bottle Rock, and that's part of my App Wednesday app.
Oh, don't spoil it then.
I won't.
Because that was called a teaser. You just mentioned why we are all here evening.
I'm the segue master. It was called Bottle Rock. It's okay. The inaugural rock festival in Napa Valley, and it was great. Other than it being about as hot as Vancouver has ever gotten, It was
so you were
very
toasty and warm.
Yes.
Now,
and darker.
Did you do it? Was this official business on behalf of the Food and Wine Show?
No, it wasn't. But according to if Revenue Canada is listening, you'll probably get some receipts for the 2000.
So you missed the excitement last night, the fireworks.
Well, I've got.
Did you vote before
Twitter.
You left?
Of course, I did.
Good for you, sir. And did you expect what was going to happen last night would happen?
I know you never know.
My mouth was so wide open, I drooled all over my keyboard.
Wow.
I just went, what? The problem was I trusted the pollsters. I think that the internet age has destroyed the art of polling. They don't know how to do it anymore.
I think from what it looked like, obviously the pollsters talked to the vocal minority and didn't actually speak to the real majority.
Or people just lie when they're called now. Which I could imagine you doing.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Or
I
me
would
doing.
Do
or somebody doing.
Right.
Not me personally, but like I could imagine people doing.
It's young people. Young people got to get into it.
Young folks, that's right.
Let
us blame the young folks. We are very excited because we have another App Wednesday this week. Now, here's the... John Beeler, of course, in the house. Welcome, John.
Hello.
Rebecca Bullitt, Miss 604. Welcome.
Thank you. Hi.
Of course, Art Factor is here. And our champion, our defending champion, Connor Meakin, wimped out on us.
Of course.
He had some important thing to do. Said something about socks needing darning or something.
He knew he was going to be a one-hit wonder.
Maybe he shot his bolt. That was it. It might be it. But we have a worthy
adversary.
I was going to say an App Wednesday virgin. Mark Smith joins us. Thanks for coming, Mark.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Now, I met Mark. I met Mark last week at Social Media Camp in Victoria. You know, we talked about it before on the show. It was way more fun than I thought I was going to have. Geeks are fun. Yeah, it was a great event. You should go next year.
I'm there.
You should.
I'll be having a lot of fun with the geeks.
It was a really good event. They did a fine job. And it's the people, right? It's the people that make it there. And it was they were all interested in it because what is social media people about? They're all about communication. So they're all good communicators. So there's lots of dialogue, lots of exchanging information.
But like with vocal words or just through text messages
Everything. And
tweeting?
You know, it's
like I can imagine it being very quiet in there. Just
no, there's a fair bit of laughter. There's a lot of fair bit of drinking.
Laughter, LOLing.
There was people really physically laughing.
Okay.
And yes, and there was, I have to say, Mark and I were at a party with the worst food on the planet.
Worst ever.
Worst ever. Have you ever been to a party with worse food?
You don't know this, but I'm actually a professional event planner, and that's what I did for 8 years, and it was the worst catering I have ever seen.
Yes, I'm not going to mention the name of the company, but they had a forest of plants to graze on.
Oh.
They wanted it to look like a garden. Would you say they were theming it, Mark?
I couldn't look at it, but I'm going to – but from your – the paint, so the picture you painted they
had,
earlier, it's,
they had
it
like
a
asparagus spears, and they stuck skewers up them. They stuck skewers up other vegetables and up the nether regions of peppers. And then they expected you to pick up a skewer and figure out how to eat the thing. And there was dip. But how could you think about eating a bell pepper like a full, candy apple?
Like a full bell pepper?
It had seeds inside, for goodness sake.
Skewers should only skewer things that had a face, right? Are you with me? bell peppers don't have a face.
And I was hungry, but fortunately, in the midst of all of this creative stuff, and they had little shot glasses full of, they had some sort of consommé or something like shot glasses with really super fancy swirly drinks. And pureed beef in it or something. I don't know. Mm. And then in the midst of all this, they had big bowls of, you know, that Costco mix that has Sun Chips, cheesies, and pretzels?
Mm-hmm.
There's huge bowls filled with that. And, of course, I love the cheesies in them. So I'm just eating away the cheesies because none of the other food was edible. And I'm getting yellow fingers and eating just cheesies. And Mark comes up, and that's when we were introduced to each other. And he looked at me and he says, "You're just eating the cheesies, aren't you?" And I said, "Yes." He goes, "Great, I love the Sun Chips." So we stood on either side of the bowl and grazed for a while.
And our friendship was born.
It was. And it turns out he knows Rebecca quite well and John, and so he wanted to step in and accept the App Wednesday challenge. So that's it. So here's the rules. If you have for the listeners, if you have a great app that you wanted to let us know about, hashtag App Wednesday, let us know about it and tweet it through. You can mention at Dottotech. And the hashtag, as I say, App Wednesday. And we're going to kick things off. We're going to jump right into the deep end of the pool. And shall we inaugurate Mark? Mark, you've got to come up with your first app.
I'm ready.
Now, remember that at the end of this, we have a very diplomatic process. I decide who wins. And you get to, for the next month, bear the honor of being our App Wednesday champion.
Just to be clear, do I get a sash? Do I get a crown? Do I get a tiara? Do I get a scepter?
No, we've got to figure out a prize. John, we're going to get John to make or bought one.
Oh, I totally want to.
How does that work for me?
Well, you haven't won for a while.
You could put your name in it.
I won last time.
You won a whole bunch of times. But what you can
make
do
yourself
is
something nice.
You can make something. You can make yourself something. But you could make something, John.
What about a bust of John's head? There we go.
A John Beeler bobblehead. That could be. So you have artistic.
Way to incentivize the prize.
Or you could make it something that you could spy on people with. You could put some RFID thing in it or something, so you could actually track people and figure out what they do. If you're uncomfortable with that, we can commission one from one of your other MakerBot friends. But you're the best at it, so. Okay. Mark, what have you got for us? App Wednesday.
Okay, so
impress me.
So I've gone hyperlocal. So my app is actually a company here out of Vancouver. It's my friend Anne-Marie Templeman-Cluett, and the app is On The Go Kids.
On The Go Kids. Is that all one word or multiple
yes,
words?
Yes, On The Go Kids. And it's actually a offshoot of her website, which is Yo-Yo Mama.
So that's the Yo-Yo Mama site.
YoYoMama.ca.
Awesome site.
Yeah. And so, and actually, if you go onto their site, on the homepage, it says download our free app. And On The Go Kids, so for those of you who don't know me, I do not have children, but I'm a really great uncle, and this summer will be the first time that my 12-year-old nephew is going to be spending a weekend alone with me. Mm. So I want things to do. So who do I go to? My mommy blogger friends, mm-hmm. and Anne-Marie's app is amazing. So on this app, you have a schedule, so day, week, monthly. You've got a listing of events, and so right now the categories are featured events, free events, festivals and fairs, community events, classes, workshops, nature and outdoors, concerts, dance theaters, science and exploration, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
There's a map, so you can use the GPS in the phone. So if you're in Surrey and you just want to see what's around where you, you know, within a short walk or a car ride, you can geolocate something to do. There's a social tab, so you can obviously tweet out all their stuff. And then you can save the things that you've done so that if you want to go back to them again, if, you know, if the kids that you're entertaining, enjoyed it, you want to go back and do it. So that's my first one.
That's pretty a good one. That and that seems to be, especially with summer holidays hard upon us soon to be, it's awesome because it allows you to plan in advance. Now, this would be a great app for people visiting the city too. So
absolutely.
Getting before they come.
Yeah, if you're coming to town. I mean, I think that I know a couple of the concierges, so I'm going to let them know about it so that if they've got families staying at the hotels and they want things to do, this is a great... You know, it's free, download it, and boom, you're good to go.
It'd be good if she did a partnership or something with somebody like Air Canada or somebody that's flying people in and letting people know. Because they're always telling me what hotels, you know, when I book tickets, they say, what hotel, you know, do you have a hotel in Windsor if you're going to Windsor?
I don't know. Well, I told Anne-Marie I was going to be talking about it, so hopefully she's listening. Maybe she'll tweet and take that suggestion
up. Good stuff. That's a good idea. So that's a good one. It's a contender.
Did I do all right for my first?
Well done. Well played, sir. Rebecca.
Hi.
Hi. You always look so trepidant, Rebecca.
I don't know, because I'm always here with Beeler. I love my apps, and I use them all the time, and I found some really good ones this time. I made a Dotto folder on my phone this time.
I heard.
Copied.
Yeah, well, it was recommended from the champion, so of course. So this week, I'll start off with Crossing. It's just called Crossing, the way you normally spell Crossing. Mm-hmm. Crossing the Pond is the long version of the name, and it's for... people around here, people visiting, and basically just lists BC ferries, US ferries, airplanes, seaplanes, helicopter, and bus, all schedules, all fare information to get to Vancouver Island. Ooh. So crossing over to Vancouver Island, however you want to do it. You can click on US ferries, and you can pick Coho, Clipper, or Anacortes, and immediately goes to a little profile page or profile tab and has reservations, phone number, a location, and then you can click for fares and schedules. So if you want to get, however you want to get over to Vancouver Island, it will help you get there.
That's pretty cool. So we're both thinking, or so far, the panel art is thinking local. Interesting.
I know I might have to shift up my first app.
Okay. Well, no, we didn't give a theme. I didn't assign a theme to it all, but that's good. Good job. Okay. Crossing. Mr. Beeler.
Well, when you need to fix something, Steve, do you typically go to like YouTube and look up a video on how to, you know, repair something, that type of thing? Like, where do you go to get that answer to that problem that you're trying to solve or fix in your house? So,
good question.
There's a great app called Fixya, Fixya, and basically it is an app that's it's for all platforms, and you have a couple of options. You can browse the already submitted videos.
Mm-hmm.
You can shoot a video of, say, I've got this problem with my plumbing or my car or whatever, and then other people in the community can see it and respond to it with a video how-to.
Mm.
And it's basically a community of people that want to help other people fix stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all video based. It's you know, it's perfect for a smartphone where you got to stick your phone in that, you know, that crawl space to take a video of mm-hmm. whatever the problem you're having, like a flood or, you know, that type of thing. And there's just some really good ones in here. And, you know, I was just browsing through it, and basically this guy wanted to know, how do I change the air filter, the cabin air filter for my 2009 Subaru? And it's the kind of thing that you typically go and you spend like $100 at a dealership to do. And this guy's basically showing you how to do it for nothing, or just the cost of the filter that you can pick up at Canadian Tire. And then you're done.
There you go. So it's called Fixya.
Fixya. Yeah.
Have you actually used it for anything or just looked at it?
I've just browsed around it.
Because you know how to fix everything already.
Kind of.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a relatively new homeowner, and I keep coming across things I have to fix, so...
I wish the audience. We've got to tweet out a picture of you because I'm looking at you right now, and you actually are. We have to send this out because the audience has to see how John comes in to the studio because
I come prepared.
Describe it. It's basically you've got how many devices? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 devices and a piece of chocolate at your
an empty
thanks to our
chocolate
wrapper.
Empty piece of chocolate, and it's like. So what devices do you have there?
I have my iPad, which has Evernote on it,
mm-hmm.
and my iPhone 5.
Mm-hmm.
I have my Nexus 7 and my Nexus 4, and I have a Samsung camera I've been playing with right now. So
it's just ridiculous. Yeah, and the rest of us just have like one piece of technology each. It's almost unfair. It's almost unfair. Art, what do you got?
To be fair, I brought my iPhone and app, too, so I'm like John Beeler Jr. here.
Okay.
I'm going to stick with my first app I was talking about. As I said, I just came back from Napa Valley, San Francisco. And so I was Googling. I would check out updates on the festival. And they launched an app, which was awesome because it really had everything you needed to know. It had, and I think it's obviously useless to anyone now, but they just announced that there's going to be a festival again next year. So this is this app will be useless for people for about 362 days. But it had the lineup. There was about there was four music stages plus a comedy stage. So if you wanted to or needed to organize what you wanted to see, and then just run from one sort of stage to another, make sure you got in line to get good seats or to be as close to the stage as possible. This helped. It also had a map. It had all the food and wine. And this wasn't like the P&E style hot dogs and burgers. Like they had Morimoto, anyone who watches Iron Chef.
Oh, I love Morimoto.
Yeah, he's got a restaurant in Napa, so they had like a
he
tent.
He always wins.
Well, he's that good.
He's like the Beeler of the Iron Chef.
Actually, Michael Simon is the Beeler of Iron Chef.
Is he now?
What? Michael Morimoto Simon is the most winningest.
Oh, is he?
Yes.
Excuse me.
If I can continue?
Yes.
Okay. So, yeah, like I said, this festival was amazing. There was a ton of wine from around Napa. They had booths. So if you wanted to try over a dozen different wines, they also had great restaurants. But this app had everything. It also incorporated social media, so it had all the tweets that were having out. And then on top of that, I was worried because I thought, well, this app is useless if I don't have internet or 3G because I'm going to be in the States, but they had Wi-Fi throughout the entire fairgrounds. So, yeah, I was able to check it out.
What was the name of the app?
It's called the Bottle Rock Napa Valley app.
So I wonder, Bottle Rock.
Yeah, Bottle Rock. All one
Napa
word.
Napa Valley app. We've got to figure out, that's a long name. We've got to figure out who made that app because I suspect that app was made by one of two different event management app creators, and they're both based in Vancouver, basically.
Yeah, well, I think this app would be great. I was Googling online. Apparently, the P&E doesn't have one yet, but yeah, if you had an iPhone and you didn't want to, or whatever phone, and you didn't want to go to the sort of stationary maps around the place, you could check it out on your phone.
Event apps are outstanding. They're just because they give the organizers so much control about talking to you. If something changes, if a venue changes or there's a time change or something like that,
they're kind of necessary for everybody. People expect it.
And they're also environmentally responsible. When you think about showing up at events in the past, you get huge books and guides and all that sort of stuff. And now, you know, it's so dynamic. And the fact that they can incorporate communication technology, incorporate a Twitter client, for example, that will properly hashtag and properly annotate things as they go out. It's a tremendous idea. So that's a good one.
And I can also like to say that their Quick Mobile has really aggregated so much experience with this that they've actually now created a client that's relatively inexpensive.
And Quick Mobile is the Vancouver company. We had them on a couple of weeks ago on the show interviewing. I'm wondering if they made this app or not. I'm just wondering if they were the one. Because there's another one that started
this
up.
This one is Alumpa. The other one in Vancouver is Zomo or EventBase.
Yes.
They do like South by Southwest and Vancouver 2010.
It's funny that they all, there's so many, it's like Vancouver's a hotbed of app.
Well, you guys can start planning May 9th to the 14th next year in Napa Valley.
Okay. If that interferes with Social Media Camp, we're not going.
It won't.
Because we're going as a group to Social Media Camp. We're going to find a Dottotech event there next year.
You're going to get a Dottotech jet?
Yeah.
Will there be things on sticks to eat?
I know the folks at Helijet, we could probably put a sticker on the helicopter.
That would be awesome.
Jay Minter, Dotto's, if you're listening,
we could make it the front of the helicopter, we could give it my little beard.
A Dottojet?
Yes, a Dottojet.
I like it.
Art, take us to break.
Done.
Dottotech is brought to you in part by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you.
Who says work can't be playful? With the new Microsoft Surface Pro at London Drugs, play with the convenience of a 10.6-inch touchscreen tablet and work with the power of a laptop. The unique click and keyboard allows you to work and play on the go with a cover that stands up to just about anything. Try the new Microsoft Surface Pro, now available starting from just $8.99, and see where work and play just click at your London Drugs. Nobody does it better.
You're listening to Dottotech, brought to you in part by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you.
We are back. It is App Wednesday, and we are so excited. We have Mark Smith, we have Rebecca Bull, we have John Beeler, we have Art Factor, and of course we have yours truly, Steve Dotto. Now, a couple of housekeeping items. We're doing this each app Wednesday now, and I haven't pushed it as hard this year, this week, but we are having a beer and wings event immediately after this show at the Hudson's Landing Pub down there at the corner of Marine Drive and Oak Street. So, so if you're dying to hang out with us, it's the place to be, and it's half price wings that night. It was fun last time, wasn't it, Art?
That was a lot of fun.
We had we had a really good time. We had a really, really good time. So hopefully it'll be just as good this time. No food on a stick. There will be no food.
They do have deep fried pickles.
They do. And you tried them. That was the first time you tried them. And isn't it awesome?
They were pretty good, yeah.
Yeah, I they are really, really good.
Any of his little comedy?
Art doesn't do his comedy there. No. Art just... Art.
Because he's a funny guy.
This is about Steve. This isn't about
it's
me.
It's not about Steve. Oh, thank you. Yes, it is a little bit. Now, speaking of about Steve, a week tomorrow, on the 23rd, we have our Protectivity Workshop happening in West Vancouver at the legendary Hollyburn Club. And we've got a great lineup of speakers coming out to teach you all about productivity, which we've talked about an awful lot on the show, but we've got Mike Vardy and we've got just a superb lineup. Brooks Duncan is going to be there. So we're going to be teaching everything from getting control of your email to your contacts to your to-do list to your paper. And it's going to be a spectacular event. Well, at least I hope it is. And if not, the lunch will be really good. The food will be good. There'll be no food on a stick.
No forest of bell peppers?
We're never going to see a bell pepper at an event with Steve Dotto ever.
I almost
on his rider now.
Yes. No peppers on a stick.
Well, only it wasn't cheese. An official event. It wasn't an official part of social media camp. It was some people just trying to piggyback on the publicity of it, is what I'm going to say now. Mark, what have you got?
Okay, so I'm venturing into a brave new world here because I think it's daring of me to put out a photography app with John Beeler in the room because he is a pretty damn good photographer. But I'm assuming that most people here like to Instagram. And I just came back from a trip for the Okanagan, 5 days there, and I took a lot of photos and I Instagrammed a lot. But the problem with the camera is that your photos are bigger than what Instagram allows. So there's an app. And I actually discovered this at Social Media Camp. Brenda Johima was talking about it in her talk. And it's called 6x6. And it is a camera app that literally takes it the exact size, 6x6 dimensions, that Instagram uses. So when you take the photo, you don't lose any of the image that you...
Oh, so you know exactly what you're going to be getting.
Exactly. So okay. when you look and you frame it, it's exactly there. And, of course, there's all sorts of flash and color versus black and white, and there's all sorts of effects that you can do in it. And I just started playing with it this afternoon. And actually from 6x6, you can actually you can actually do all the sharing right from there. So you can email it, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Flickr, and open it up in other apps that you have, like printing apps, etc.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so 6x6.
6x6. The number is 6x6.
Good one. Rebecca. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It didn't deserve a fist pump, though, Mark.
No, it deserved one from me. I'm happy. I'm like, I think I'm representing for a first timer.
It's fine.
So I've got Bicot, and this one I just saw it hit the wire stories about it yesterday, so it's very new. Bucott, like boycott, but Bicot. And this is so that all those concerned about where their food comes from, where their products come from, this will let you know if this is responsible to the environment, to human rights, and all of that. So what you do is you download the app, and you can see current campaigns. So it will say labor rights, immigrant rights, women's rights, all these kind of things, vegan, local sustainable food initiative. So you can join a campaign and say, I care about vegan food, so you'll join that campaign. And then there's a scanner on it. So once you go to the grocery store and you get items in your cart, you click on the scan button and it just calls up your camera app. And you can scan the barcode of an item and it will tell you its family tree. So who the parent company is, where it comes from, are they responsible, are they involved with any legal issues or anything like that. So Art put these chocolates on the table and I scanned the barcode on the back.
Ooh.
And there are no current issues with the chocolate company that he supplied the chocolate here.
Yay!
So thank
you,
Art.
Did they give it to you for free, Art?
Fist pump.
Did you buy them or did they give them to you for free?
No, I bought them. I bought a whole huge bag of them.
They're good. They're good. Oh, dark chocolate with raspberry. That sounds pretty good. Okay, yep. Thank you. So that's pretty cool. So there was a big push at the social media camp for a food app, which does some of the kind of similar things, but it covers an awful lot of the food items. And what was the carrot app?
Carrot Lines.
Carrot Lines. Yes, we're going to get her on the show.
But the Tommy Europe.
Yes, Tommy Europe is, but it gives you a little bit of more history on the food that you're buying and how far it goes and all that sort of stuff, and also the nutritional value, which is awfully important. But that's a good one. It's called, is it just food or is it all products?
I believe it's all products. It just says Bicot, and then it will call up a whole profile of the company just by scanning.
Certainly after the recent news from India and stuff, where we're starting to become really conscious of the responsibility of the merchant, in the whole process. That's an interesting social impact app. Mr. Beeler, which device are you getting this from?
Well, I'm using my Nexus 7 right now because it's more of a tablet type app. It's called Press Reader. It works on Apple or Android. And one of the cool things about it is that if you want to read a newspaper locally, you typically go to their website or you buy the paper. But say you're interested in reading the Montreal Gazette, the Calgary Herald, something else, and they don't have their stuff online because maybe there's a paywall or something like that, right? Mm-hmm. Or you're just a newspaper junkie. And this app has access to about 2,300 newspapers around the world. And basically, you log in. They have a 7-day trial for free, or you can buy per issue for 99 cents, mm-hmm. or you can get a monthly subscription. I think it's about $30, and it gives you access to everything. And what it does is it gives you the Vancouver Sun, for example, which I'll just call up here, and it lets you read the whole paper and, ads and everything. It's basically like a giant PDF of the newspaper, the actual print edition, and you can scan through it and you can go in and highlight stuff and all kinds of stuff. And it's
almost like microfiche though.
Kind of. Yeah. Yeah. Very much, very similar to that, but it's really, it works pretty good on my iPhone, but it works great on a tablet.
Yeah. You need the extra real estate.
Yeah. And you can zoom in and read stuff
Now, can you get archives?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All kinds of stuff. And everything is, you can even, it'll even read the paper to you. So it's got a pretty decent text to voice thing, and you can share out articles and things like that. And it's a pretty cool app, especially if you're a newspaper junkie. And what really impressed me was the fact that they have like the sources. You basically can sort it by country, and of course the Wi-Fi is flaking out right now here. You can pick the country, and it has a list of all the papers in all the different countries around the world.
Okay.
So if you want to read the Albanian Times, you can do that.
And what's the name of it again?
It's called Press Reader. It's a free
Press
app.
Press Reader.
But there is...
Reader. But it's a subscription-based, so you have to buy subscriptions to the individual papers.
Or you can buy it on a pay-per-use.
Pay-per-use. Now, the 7-day free trial, is that per paper, or is it overall?
I think it's for everything.
Okay.
Yeah. So you really
cool
get a good
7 days per paper, because then you can just move around the world and read local papers free for months and months, I would imagine.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and like I said, there's about I think 2,300 or 2,400 different newspapers from around the world that they're connected with.
It'll be interesting to see if in a year or in 2 years, if there's still 2,300 or 2,400 newspapers that are.
Well, there is that, yes. But yeah, and just looking at this list here, like in Australia, there's 178 newspapers that are available online through this app. In India,
does
there's
it do 180... community as well as nationals? Like, things like North Shore News available? And stuff like that?
Maybe. I haven't looked for North Shore News.
Okay, well, you look at that. We'll move on. That's a good one. Art.
All right. Who doesn't like saving money? Answer, no one. Everyone likes saving money. So I found this. I was watching a TV show on apps, and I found this Canadian-made app. It's called Checkout 51.
Okay.
Okay, no one's shaking their head, so they've never heard of it. That's good. So Checkout 51, it's essentially the 2013 version of clipping coupons. And what you do is that every week they come up with a new set of products. And these are products that I've seen in the store, everyone's seen in the store. Oasis refrigerated juice, Energizer batteries, Clorox spray. And what you do is you buy these things you would buy anyway. And with every with every product comes a cash back. So, for example, Tylenol, muscle and aches, body pain, the whatever gram package, you get $2 back. What you have to do is that within a week, if you buy this product, you take a picture of the receipt, And then you obviously have to create an account. Yep. And then when you get up to $20, they send you a check for $20.
We actually use this in our household. Shannon
really?
Does this. Shannon's been doing this for a while. So you have to keep this. So she just takes a picture of the receipt from Safeway or Save-On or wherever I happen to be shopping, and she tells me what I'm supposed to be buying. So I buy stuff that we don't need because we get money back. Sometimes. No, it's very cool. It is. It's a modern age coupon.
Yeah, well, anyone under the age of 86 doesn't clip coupons anymore. But if you turn it into a game, when you're grocery shopping.
So there's good and there's bad to this. So the good part of this is you don't have the issue at checkout of looking for coupons and having to scan them in and all those sorts of things that kind of slow down the checkout process and get the people behind you all kind of frustrated and that sort of stuff. The bad news is you have to remember to do it when you get home. And quite often when you get home, you're doing so many things, unpacking the groceries and stuff, that you have to come up with a system that you pull that receipt out, put it somewhere so that you make sure that you take the picture within a week. So that's good.
Have you gotten a check yet?
I don't know. Nope. I wouldn't have seen it anyways. It's not like I'd get the money. Yeah.
You don't have like a garage full of like 800 boxes of Tylenol, do you? Just so you can get $20 back?
No, like those coupon guys.
Yeah.
Extreme couponers?
Yeah, the extreme couponers. No, I don't have a garage full of that.
Okay.
It's a gateway app to that show, I think.
I think so. Yeah, that's a start. That's how it all starts.
It could. Good one so far. We're going to take another quick break and return with more of our App Wednesday show here on Dottotech.
Dottotech is brought to you in part by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you.
It's the 9-day dealio at Pier 1 Imports. 9 days of far-out summer savings. Save up to 25% off store-wide with dealios for your patios, dealios on decor, dealios to turn your backyard into a breath of fresh flair. But hurry in, because the dealios end May 20th. So come find what speaks to you and save up to 25% off today at Pier 1 Imports.
Do you have a comment or question for Dottotech? Visit our website at dottotech.com and click on Contact Us. Dottotech is brought to you by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you. Now, back to Steve.
Just scarfing back some of the chocolates that Art Factora brought back from San Francisco.
Ghirardelli.
That have no political baggage.
No conflicts, yes.
And they're pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. They've been around for years.
Ghirardelli, yeah.
Yeah, good
times. They're good. They are a San Francisco-based company.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, that's why.
There was a store on Robson that
I remember.
They died a horrible death.
Did they?
I think. It's not there anymore.
You're going head-to-head with Rogers and Rogers' own backyard. You're going to run into some trouble because Rogers makes those cluster things that are just awfully good, too.
We need a chocolate app.
Yeah, there probably is. Well, I'm sure there is. Mark, what do you got?
Okay, so for my blog, I'm starting to do a lot of traveling. So
we should point out what you do, your blog. Sure. You do the 30 days blog, which has become so popular.
30 day adventures, yeah.
Yes.
So it's me, 6 weeks, I create a theme, and for 6 weeks, I blog exclusively about that theme.
So you've done at this point?
So I've done adventures, so pretty much primarily in Vancouver. That's how it started. I did a 30 food truck series, which was great.
Which was the best food truck of all of them, by the way?
Can I tell you my top three?
Okay.
One was Mom's Grilled Cheese, because who doesn't like a grilled cheese sandwich?
Yeah.
And Cindy is amazing.
Okay.
Rebecca and I went to Yolks at the Stadium SkyTrain station on the the viaduct there. Amazing breakfast. And I also really enjoyed Vija's Railway Express.
Oh,
yeah, because who doesn't like Victor?
He friended me on Facebook or LinkedIn the other day.
He's a good guy.
He's a very nice man.
I know he is, but why me? It was kind of, I'm flattered.
Maybe
I wonder if he's going
to
give me.
Trying to make you a nicer man.
Make me a heavier man if I hang out with him too much, because his food is awfully good.
No, it's spicy, so it's good for your metabolism.
Is that true?
It's true.
If I eat lots of that, I won't get as fat?
Yes.
Okay, I just don't believe you. So what's your app?
Okay, so I've become a new fan of Airbnb. So they actually have an app. So have you guys done Airbnb, the app?
No, we haven't done the app. I don't know if we've done the app, but you can do it because it's an awesome app.
So I'm going to Toronto for the TBEX conference, which is the Travel Blogger Exchange conference. So there'll be 1,000 people, and there's great rates in the hotels and everything, but I'm trying to do this a little bit less expensively because I'm going to Ottawa afterwards. So I went on to Airbnb and through the app, and I actually found a studio apartment all to myself. And I'm sharing it with another blogger who's going with me, Erica Hargrave. And so for, I think it's $105 a night, we're staying an 8-minute walk away from where the conference is going to be held at, and it's all to ourselves, and it's like living in your own apartment when you're out of town. And then I actually put my own apartment on Airbnb.
So while you're gone.
I have a 2-bedroom, so I've put the second bedroom up on Airbnb. Oh. And so it's a great way to actually communicate with people who are, when I'm out, you know, out on the road, when they're actually looking to book my space or to communicate with the person that I'm going to go visit. So
good stuff.
Instantaneous.
Now you've got to start looking into some of the cool locking systems that you can use, that are Wi-Fi enabled locks where you can give passcodes to people and allow them to come in and use their smartphones for getting in and out, and so you can give limited access without giving away your key. There's some very cool high-tech locks.
That's a good idea. I mean, I live in Yaletown, so you need a security fob to get into the building, but that's good for but it's good for, I should actually put that on my other doors.
Yes.
Like the den and
where
my liquor is kept. I just plain lock that.
Yeah. Just be on the padlock. Airbnb, and it is, and you can save, and it goes everywhere. It's for, you can do it for family travel, you can do it for individual travel.
192 countries are in. I checked.
Good stuff, and they're a smartphone app, but you can also, they've also got a website.
Yeah, the website's, I mean, obviously the website's way more robust, but the app is actually pretty good as well.
Yeah, absolutely, Rebecca.
So I have another locally made app. This one's called Style Pixie. So it's for everyone who's flooding their Facebook and Instagram and Twitter with photos of, should I buy these shoes or which one should I wear, the yellow or the blue? There's an app you can remove all the photos from those feeds and not annoy your friends there, but you can use Style Pixie. So it's developed in Gastown, which has actually been ranked one of the top 4 shop fashion districts in the world. I'm not sure by which magazine, but it has.
Gastown, yeah. BC, Vancouver.
Gastown, Vancouver.
Our Gastown.
Yeah.
There's so many designers. I can see Robson Street.
Yeah, because I think the actual designers, not just retailers.
Oh, they live down. Okay, got it.
Yeah. So Style Pixie, the word style and then P-I-X-I. And you just can create your own profile and take photos. You know, should I wear the red shirt or the blue shirt? And people can vote or let you know and advise you on what you should wear. So you can make it public or just have your friends have access to it.
And
so
where does it post? Does it post on Facebook as Style Pixie?
Just,
an app?
Just
it's
within
its
the
own
app. Yep, just within its own app. So you can you don't have to ask any other network for it. So I've got one here of a dress or some shoes, and you just pick left or right which one looks better. And advise your friends and advise your style council.
So it's a style version of Hot Not Hot.
It is, yeah, Hot or Not.
Yeah,
version.
Okay. Yep. And so this is obviously going to be much more popular with a certain sector of our population that's not men.
That's right. Well, men care about their look, about their clothes and everything, but you can also do it if you're in the dressing room or if you're at the store, or you can scan a barcode and
it'll
save
so
the product.
Okay.
So you could take it home or you can send it to your wife and be like, I just scanned this product. Which one should I get, the V-neck or the crew neck?
That would be awesome for men shopping with their significant others, for people like me who are colorblind. Yep. Yes. Okay. I'm not actually
Or without your
blind,
significant other. Just
yeah, that's
add
what
it
I mean.
To your
so
style
you do it,
yep.
And then you say, which one should I get? Yeah, in a quick voting system. I kind of like that one. Yep. Style Pixie. John.
I have a big time waster of a game.
Oh.
It is called Flat Out Stuntman. It's only for Android at this point, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
But it's got a really fun and crazy premise. The idea is that you play these levels. It's a free game. And each level, you're driving a car, and the goal is to crash it and get flung out of the car and cause as much damage to the stunt person as possible, ragdoll physics style. And so you're cartwheeling through things that blow up and all kinds of craziness. It's a really awesome, fun, casual game that you can play. You know, each level is only a couple minutes long.
Yeah.
And I found myself killing off a lot of time recently playing with it.
Okay. Flat out
stuntman. Yeah. So you basically achieve goals and you level up and you get other types of vehicles, other types of stunt people to get flung out of the vehicles and different.
Did you set up you get to set up the accident?
No, it basically each course is sort of set up like a movie set, and you're supposed to like drive your car off a cliff and then
hit all these different checkpoints as you're falling.
Then you have a little bit of control over the...
A little bit. You kind of you drive the car. You steer the car. And then once you're you know, sort of off the rails, then you crash and you get flung out of the car. And then you crash through...
A lot of road rash on that one you
just
did.
Yes. But it's a lot of fun, and it's a free game.
Okay. So. I just have one word for you. Actually, three words. Plants vs. Zombies.
You always say that.
Every game.
Best game ever made. Art.
So the Museum of Vancouver is running a neon theme for the extended period of time, and they launch an app. It is called the Visible City Vancouver app. And the gist of it is that in Vancouver, and I learned this from Red Robinson, who I get to work with, it's a pleasure, every Thursday. Not to say that you're not a pleasure every Wednesday night, Steve. But Red has some amazing stories. And he was telling me that in Vancouver, back in like the 60s, I believe, Vancouver was the neon capital. Well, Granville Street was the neon capital of like the world. But then I guess City Council was like, it looks gaudy and tacky.
It did look gaudy.
So they tore most of them down, but...
There's still a few left.
Now, well, there's a few. But,
there's that great one with the cowboy waving to people.
Yes. Yeah. But now the Museum of Vancouver augmented reality app, you can take a walking tour, and they have a walking tour, and they also, you can stand and point your iPhone or your, because it's an iPhone app and a Google app, whatever.
Android.
Thank you. Android. Yes. I'm not familiar, as you can tell. The Android app, and you could see what these signs looked like back in the 70s, 60s.
So it's augmented reality. So you're walking down Granville Street, you stop at the 600 block, you point your camera at the store that's there now, the facade of the store, and you get to see what the neon sign would have looked like back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
isn't that cool? Yeah, and they, like I said, they've also got, so they've got the audio tours, if it would work for me.
The next stop on the walking tour is the Vogue Theater, another live music venue and neon landmark on Granville Street.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
For free. This thing doesn't cost a penny.
Isn't that something? How do they pay for something like that? But that's awesome.
Did you go to the Museum of Vancouver, the exhibition?
Not yet. It's still on.
Because it was amazing.
It's very cool.
I got to check it out.
Yeah. Okay. Did you download the app yet?
No, but I'm going to.
I would say so.
That's two for two. Mark likes me. I'm in.
Don't get cocky.
There's
still a whole segment to go.
We all like you, fist bump.
Thank you.
And you know, Beeler always saves the best for the end.
I still got a great one.
Oh, you do?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you do. And I might even have one. Do I have one? Because sometimes I just throw one in there just to mess things up. I did have an app that I really liked.
Plants vs. Zombies?
No.
Was it Checkout 51? Because I think that just happened.
No, it's not Checkout 51 either. It is not Checkout 51.
Checkout 52?
No, it's not really an app. It's a web service, so I'm not even going to bring it up. But but we can take a break now, can't we? Let's do this. Let's take a break, and we'll come back with more of App Wednesday. If you've got any tweets, send them to us. Hashtag App Wednesday at Dottotech. We'll find them, and we'll get them on the air. We'll take a look at we should take a look at our Twitter feed and see if we have anything to give. Take a break.
Dottotech is brought to you in part by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you. Do you have a comment or question for Dottotech? Visit our website at dottotech.com and click on Contact Us. Dottotech is brought to you by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you. Now, back to Steve.
It is App Wednesday. We have newbie Mark Smith with us. We have Rebecca Bolwit. We have John Beeler and, of course, Art Factory. Has anybody gone to the new Star Trek movie yet?
No.
Nope.
Did it open already?
Yeah, I think it opened this last weekend.
I think it's this weekend.
Is it this weekend?
Yeah. I think it's
we'll
actually.
Be there.
I think
we'll be there.
Thor Dykow is actually reviewing it on tomorrow morning's Breakfast Television, so which I think means it's opening tomorrow night.
Oh, I misread the commercials.
I saw The Great Gatsby. It was in 3D. Don't watch it in 3D. Not worth it.
Okay.
It just gave me a headache. But it was a good movie.
Iron Man 3 was awesome in 3D.
See, that's a movie I would watch in 3D.
Iron Man 3 in 3D?
Awesome.
It was. I'm hearing good things about Iron Man 3, so we're going to have a good summer movie season, are we?
I think so.
A good blockbuster season. I can't believe that I've been watching hockey. That I have to say.
Which
Toronto-Boston series was wild. That I don't know whether to laugh or cry, because I feel so badly for the Leafs, because I really want to see Boston lose, because I just hate them. And how in the world does the NHL allow those kind of hits going on that ended up at the end of that series, and they're calling the penalties they did against the Canucks. I don't get it. But I guess I'm not supposed to get it because I'm just a fan. It doesn't matter. I digress. Mark?
Okay, so this one you guys might have talked about before, but this made my social media camp a really great experience, and I'm sure you'll talk about it at Protectivity on May 23rd in West Vancouver. Yeah.
He's just trying to suck up to you, like, given your
it's working.
Event to pull on.
It's working.
Well, I'm an app Wednesday virgin. I got to do what I got to do. Okay, Card Munch.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure, but that made, you know, we met a ton of people there.
Yeah.
And that was amazing because I just, you know, everyone I met, literally, those folks were working for me because I think within half an hour, most of those cards that I scanned were uploaded, connected with on LinkedIn already, saved to my iPhone. All my devices were automatically synced because I cloud compute. So, yeah, for me, Card Munch just made, I didn't have to enter everything. Yeah. And
do you use Card Munch? Which one do you use?
I use my hands and you type it in. Yeah.
Yeah. I like Card Munch. I think it does a really good job, especially if you are in LinkedIn. Do you use a card scanning software?
No, Rebecca? I would just take a photo or just...
I take a photo or I just add them on LinkedIn right now.
Yeah. Like, I just look the person up.
I don't need your card. Like, yeah, just add me on Facebook, Twitter, yeah. Whatever. Yeah. Like,
it's I do like the Card Munch. And there's a couple of others. There's Cam Card and a few others. Do you use OneArt?
Card Munch.
You use Card Munch.
Yeah, I think
the only thing amazing. I don't like about it is I've moved all of my contacts out of the Apple address book, which sucks almost as much as Apple Mail, to Google Contacts, and I haven't found a way to sync Card Munch directly with the Google Contacts because it wants to go through the address book.
Well, I use Gmail, but I use the Google App Sync product.
Okay.
So because I love Outlook on my desktop, I love I'm an old guy, so I like my old school folders and whatever.
So
Gmail's my exchange server, I guess.
Okay.
But it syncs magically. So,
stuff.
I've never had any problems.
It works. There we go. So Card Munch. It is indeed a great app, and it's owned by the LinkedIn folks. So that's a good one. Rebecca.
So I have two apps. I'm trying to decide which one to profile.
Oh.
One made my husband and I fight.
Do you want to do two? Oh.
And one made us
make up?
Get really annoyed. Well, I made my husband download both of them, and we tried them both at the same time. So let's go with the fighting one.
You can do both. You can do both, Rebecca.
Okay.
Because you missed last week.
Okay. So one is a game called Say the Same Thing, and it's a free app, just like how you would say it, Say the Same Thing. And the band OK Go, who are kind of known for their crazy, innovative music videos that they film live, they were behind this. So they developed this app or had someone develop it for them, and you can log in with your game center on your iPhone and say the same thing. So you initiate a game with someone and you both say a word, any random word, and then both words appear and you try and say the same thing, a word that would associate with both of those words, and then you keep going. So I could say cat and he could say pajamas, and both words will show up.
So are you saying them? The game's physical?
Oh, you're typing it in.
Oh, you're typing them. So you're typing in the names. Okay.
So I'll say cat and he'll say pajamas, so we'll both see both words, cat and pajamas, and then we'll try and think, what do those two have in common? What word would kind of match there?
Obviously broccoli.
Yes. So you would put the word in the middle. You would both type in your answer, and we just went for like 30 rounds. We could not say the same thing. I'm like, this should not be like a pre-wedding thing.
Yeah.
But we did get like two wins. We played it for a couple minutes.
That sounds like a fun game.
Yeah, so you just try and just... Okay, what's a word that would be in common, and then you try and think what the other person would say is in common with those words, and you just go.
You don't know me at all.
That's right.
It can get very interesting.
I like that. Oh, Art, you are in some serious trouble. Games don't typically win on this thing, but I like the idea of that game because it is. It's a real connection game between two individuals that would drive each other crazy. Yeah. Okay.
Maybe every couple before they get married should do this game to see if they actually. You know.
Yeah, no, we don't want that.
No, we wouldn't want that.
What's it called again?
Say the Same Thing.
Say the Same Thing.
Okay, Rebecca, what's next?
Oh, and the next one's called Couple. So a friend of mine who's in a long-distance relationship downloaded this app, and it's kind of like if you're sending messages to your partner who's far away or even, you know, across the city, you can send instant messages, you can send photos, you can send videos. You can also send instant scribbles, so you can scribble a little heart chat to them. And then there's this one part that...
I'm really close to gagging right now.
Yeah, there's this one part that really made my husband lose it was a thing called a thumb kiss. Yes. So you can both touch the screen at the same time and see the other person's fingerprint and, like, Kiss your thumb. So that's for couples.
That's it.
It used to be called pair, and I tried it with my girlfriend, and she hated it.
Yeah. And how did you like it, John?
I just thought it was kind of an interesting idea.
See, Rebecca, you should have taken the high road and said, I'm just going to give one and give the other one, because couples taking you down a few points.
Oh, no. Well, Rebecca, we'll say the same thing.
Kind of like a bell pepper.
You and your now husband had a long-distance relationship for...
We did. We started with a long-distance relationship. So I don't know if we may have used it. You know, I like the little sketching. We used to play a game called iSketch Online, which is like Pictionary Online. So I'd like the sketching part. But the thumb kiss pretty much made him vomit. So... But you might want to try it out if you're mushy. Like a friend of Beeler and I use
new relationships.
New relationship.
New
yes,
relationships.
When you're in
they
cutesy,
can do everything.
Lovey dovey
cutesy mode. Yeah, that's all good. Yep. That's all good. That ends pretty quick.
Okay. Wow. Bitter table for one.
No. It's good that it ends because you get into real life. That's good.
Right.
Sure. John.
All right. I've got dreamboard.com.
Dreamboard.
So it's an app for all platforms, and it's also a website. And you basically sign up, and you use it to record your dreams.
Oh.
And you can do things like you can set your smartphone to wake you up at a certain time so that you'll remember your dream, and you can just sort of enter it right on the spot. Mm-hmm. You can also – there's like all these different things you can do. Like you can choose your mood and how you're feeling and all this type of stuff at any point in time, and it tracks it over time and will analyze – your patterns, and you get to see it's kind of like analytics for your brain, and it's pretty neat.
Dream analytics.
And because whatever you're putting into it, it's analyzing and comparing to the previous entries you had, and you can see patterns over time, and you know if there's a theme and all that type of stuff.
Have you actually used it?
I have not. I never remember my dreams.
But you should. But if you wake yourself up, wouldn't you be kind of a little irritated by the idea that you would wake yourself up out of sleep so that you could record your dreams?
Some people,
I mean, I'd be a little
love dream stuff and analyzing it. I just thought it was kind of neat that they've sort of thought about the whole process.
Yeah. Now, if they could figure out a way to tap in and record them without us knowing it, that would be way cool. I don't want to wake up for it, though.
Well, I don't think you have to do that.
I don't think so either. Yeah. It's like, have you ever done that? Have you ever gotten into the super uber productivity mode where you decide that you're going to have a notepad beside your bed to write down all of your good ideas, and then you do it for a short period of time, and then when you read the notes in the morning, you realize how ridiculous your great ideas are at night?
Yes, Rebecca's smiling. I've done that.
Because I can't tell you how many times I have had the solution that's going to make me a fortune and jotted it down and looked at it and goes, well, that's just, you know, I'm pretty sure tap shoes for cows just aren't going to work out. It seemed like a good idea at the time, but, you know, the bottom line is they just don't have the surface to tap on at the end of the day. Yeah. Art.
Someplace and sometime, that could make you $1 million.
No, it won't.
I was hoping that we could wrap up the show. I think we might have a few minutes before. But I saw this right after our App Wednesday last month, and it is kind of useless for Canadians, but I saw this online. I thought it was hilarious. The app is called Islendingabok, and what it is... Well, you'll know why it's called
Spell
that.
Spell it first.
Islendingabok. What it is, translated, it's an Icelandic word for Book of Icelanders. And what it is, it's an online genealogical database. And originally, I think it was kind of a way for people to sort of trace back their family tree. But what the media has turned it into is an app for people who are looking for potential partners to essentially bump phones and not hook up with their cousin. Because it's...
You've completely lost me. This is a show where we want people to listen. Remember that?
No, but this is an awesome... If you happen to be
Icelandic... Oh, because it's such a small gene pool.
320,000
people. So they're trying
to
prevent...
If you go
two-headed children,
yes, or webbed feet children, or,
yes,
yes,
maybe, yes.
Maybe they could use couple when they find people. And
yes,
then,
and they could
thumb kissing with their cousin.
Exactly. See,
so,
this is all come full
so
circle.
With Icelandiabok, if you register and then you bump phones, it'll say, "Don't kiss this person because your offspring will
way
be
way too close. You guys are swimming in a family pool."
Oh,
yeah. Come on, that trumps everything.
It has a certain je ne sais quoi. How do you say that in Icelandic?
I can barely say the app word in Icelandic.
It's interesting that they did that. So they
it's interesting that it took so long.
An Icelandic genealogy. Yeah. It's like the old blood tests that they used to have. I was wondering about that. When our parents used to have to take blood tests, what did they tell them when you took a blood test? Remember they used to have to take blood tests before they got married?
Not my people.
It's in all the old movies. We can get married as soon as the blood test, like in the 30s.
Like when you're dating within your same town?
I don't know. Okay, Icelandabok. Icelandingabok.
I think the Dotto Tech fan base goes around the world. So if there is at least one Icelander listening to the show online right now, and they heard about this app and they didn't know about it before, you're welcome. That's one less webbed foot child roaming this country. Well, world.
Say the same thing's the winner this week.
Yay.
Rebecca wins.
Ugh.
Can I fist pump?
Yeah. No, I have to say it. I think Fixia is a good, mature, responsible app that's got some good value in our lives. I will give it that. Airbnb, an excellent choice, and actually 6x6, some really good practical things. What did you have, Art? Art had Checkout 51, which does save you money, and the Visible City
Vancouver.
And I do like that. I do like that.
Of course you do.
I'm going to give that honorable mention. We've never done an honorable mention.
I'll take it.
But we're going to give an honorable mention.
I'll take it.
But I have to say that because of all of them that I want to do that one, and I also want to play the say the same thing. I want to play it with everybody.
Can we have a tie? Tie for first place?
Will everybody? No.
Oh.
No, Rebecca wins. Rebecca's, you know, you come here because you're paid. Rebecca comes because we have to coerce her out. So we have to be very kind.
Hope she'll come back next month.
Well, she has to.
Because I'll be here.
She's got no choice now.
I need
champion.
My printed trophy.
Although Connor, the John, well, we've got it. We at the beer and wings night tonight, we will determine what the prize is going to be. I'm thinking it's going to be, I want a model made of a steak with a bell pepper on top as a scepter of honor. That is all the time we have. Remember, drop by our website and go to protectivity.ca if you have time to come to our productivity workshop in West Vancouver. We will save you at least an hour a day for the rest of your life. That, my friends, is a bargain. On behalf of my guests, Mark Smith, who did very well today, John Beeler, who John wants to get back. He's already planning next week. Art Factor, who's also planning for next week. And this week's champion, Rebecca Bull, Witness 604. I'm Steve Dotto. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next week right here on Dotto Tech.
Dotto Tech is brought to you in part by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you.